Good morning also the our visitors and media. Just to start with the bad news that we lost one of our councillors in KZN, Cindy Somagaqa, former Secretary General of ANC Youth League. Members will recall they were shot at some time ago. Some of them died and all of that. So it's really bad that at this age of our democracy, things like that are happening. It will be in order to have 1 minute in his memory. May we stand up? Thank you very much. Honourable members, let's again inform the committee that our report is not before Parliament today, the SABC report. The programming committee person in charge is saying they are trying to put it for tomorrow. So it won't be part of discussions today. Tomorrow, definitely it will. But I want to also inform the committee that both reports will be tabled, SABC and MDDA, will be tabled tomorrow. Because Thursday there is no space. Meaning therefore that deliberations will have to be done, all of them today, both SABC and MDDA. But this morning, according to our program, members, we start with the interviews of MDDA, and then in the afternoon we deal with both MDDA and SABC. That's how our program stands, members. Shall I also inform the committee that the report from the vetting people is received by the office of the chair, and there are few of those who have a negative report. I have it here. there are four. The one is the first one who withdrew, Mr. Bauer. The second one is Mr. Korombi. Third is Mr. Netengwe. And fourth is Mr. Mbokana. If I can inform the committee, for Bauer is MS O'Connor TNA. I don't know what is that. It's not very clear. And the judgment was 2015. Corombi, the adverse judgment is on a home loan. In a term where the judgment is Capricorn High School. Capricorn High School, there is a judgment. Doesn't say what it is. Mr. Mbokane, he has four adverse judgments. Nedbank, Standard Bank, Vodacom, APSA. In relation to Mbokane, there is a... did you get everything? Mr. Mbokane conducted the secretary of the committee to say he's going to email the letter from the banks at Vodacom. It's quite a lot of money, but he said, sorry, he didn't do that, but you will communicate the letter. So, otherwise the rest, there is no judgment. Okay. Mr. Manaka Matumo, the report says, according to CIU information, the following candidates have criminal records. Fingerprints will be submitted to verify the records. Mr. Manaka Matumo and Gladys Netangwe. It's the same Netangwe whom I reported, the doctor. So both of them have criminal records. What I reported first was just judgment in terms of the banks and everything else. So that's the report from SSA. The report is very confidential, state security report. So I'm raising it so that members, when they are taking a decision, they are aware what is going on about them. Okay, I've raised the issue of the program. For today, starting with MDD, but also there are those issues that I raised from the report of the SSA. The report that I haven't received yet is the qualifications check. As you know, all these things were submitted to the institution. They are taking a very, very long time to come back to us. There are very few, I can't remember how many, but they are where they are done, but the rest not on the qualifications and check. Members, that is it. I'm in your hands in relation to the program, to the people that have reported. Can I start with Honorable Ndlozi?
Chairperson, I propose that in light of the fact that it could be really confusing to have the deliberations about the SCBC later, I propose that we attempt to agree on the 12 names now. We have seven candidates, all of which could be done by, at least in relation to this program, 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. And the last flights out are around 9 o'clock to Johannesburg at least. My proposal is that let's attempt, and then if we can't find each other in 60 minutes, because I assume that we're going to prioritize logic in the ways in which we debate. If we do so, we should be able to find each other in 60 minutes. If we can't find each other in 60 minutes, then let's do the interviews. But we would have made some progress. After the interviews, then go again to the SABC. That's my proposal. I don't get a sense that we're going to spend a humongous amount of time on the 12 minutes. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Dose. That's the proposal, that we delay the interviews and attend to the deliberations for an hour, Honorable Fonda.
Thanks, Chair. I agree with deliberations up front. I think while the interviews are still fresh in our minds, I'd like to in addition propose that when we do our deliberations, we do it in a very open manner. So each candidate that any member of the community puts forward must be motivated, and we should be allowed to motivate against candidates that any other member of the committee proposes. And then about the list that you just read, just to be clear, that's the SABC board candidates that we interviewed. Sorry, I couldn't catch all the names. If you wouldn't mind either making the report available to us or just reading them again, because the reason why I'm asking, in terms of the Broadcasting Act, it doesn't necessarily disqualify people who have adverse civil judgments. For example, if you own a bank or whatever. So I think we just need to be careful that we don't disadvantage people on that basis. It does disqualify people, however, that have been criminally convicted. So not necessarily for civil matters. So we just need to be sure that we don't open ourselves up to... Yeah. We don't have to...
Okay.
That we don't open ourselves up to challenge, you know, that someone would disqualify them on the fact that they had a traffic fine or the old Capitec or whatever. Thanks, Chair.
There is, it supported the starting with the SABC deliberations.
Yes, Chair, we support that position, starting with the SABC.
Yeah, I think all members agree that we start with the SABC.
And then that's one part. There's a second part raised by Pumzi, that of the candidates. When we put them, we motivate, demotivate, that's what she's proposing when we put the guys. That's the openness of the thing, which is she's saying. I don't have a problem.
That's a I think everything in relation to the deliberations on SABC candidates, motivation, demotivating a candidate, all that is agreed. Insofar as the SSA report, what do you do with the SSA report? Do we circulate the SSA report? Honorable Kala?
Well, the one you are reporting to us. I think it can be because members of parliament are so in people. In as long they won't be malicious, it can be circulated amongst us, not so that we are not blamed, not the media. So that we are not blamed, that we, it's a, you said it's a security information that was. But I think if we can be guided on that, I don't see any problem. Then, two members.
Who is it on, Chair? Sorry.
Okay, Honorable.
Yeah, who's the Secret Service report on? Which name?
The report is on all of them, but there are those who have criminal records and those who owe banks.
Chair, maybe just to interrupt, my apologies. For the sake of time, I think it's fair if it's going to have a bearing on our deliberations that we circulated to honorable members. The security in Dondon should have indicated if it is something that we can't know. It doesn't look to me that it is, that it's something that we can't deliberate on. But if there's a criminal record on anybody, we would want to be taken into confidence, as opposed to just being told, you know. So I think it's fair to circulate the report, but for now, while they are printing it, just tell us where is the criminal record, where is the bank charges. I mean, if you're owing bank charges or a traffic fine, that type of thing. If we can be clear where is where, whilst we print the report.
All right. The report says state security confidential. If I can say that pre-employment screening was conducted on the following. First, I'll read those who have nothing, so that you are clear. Is that fine? Pachi Nombuiso, nothing. I wrong on that. No, it's everybody. The report is about everybody who were screened. But insofar as Mr. Manaka Matumo Cedric, they are criminal records. They have not stated anything. They say, according to CIU information, the following candidates have criminal records. Manaka Matumo, Netengwe, Tiziambi, Gladys. So it's criminal records, nothing further than that. And then the candidates are confirmed as South African citizens, with the exception of Mr. Bauer, who has a South African permanent residence permit, but is a German citizen. Confidential. The following candidates have negative records, credit records. Can you listen, members? The following candidates have negative credit records. Mr. Bauer, as I said, MS O'Connor TNA. Mr. Corombi, Standard Bank, home loan. Netengwe, Capricorn High School, it's a judgment. Ukorombi is adverse. Ubawa is judgment. Mbokane, it's Netbank, adverse. Standard, adverse. Vodacom, adverse. APSA, adverse. That's how the report goes. They say, please note that in terms of a cabinet-approved memorandum, all pre-employment screening personnel suitable checks are expected to be conducted by the organs of state. To this end, you are referred to the instruction from the Department of Public Service and Administration. Please feel free to contact us should you have any queries. That's how the report goes. It talks about the names and the judgment and adverse and all of that. It's the banks. Yes, Honorable Ndoze?
Chairperson, do you know what adverse means?
Go ahead.
No, I don't know this capitalist terminology. What does adverse mean? Adverse credit, what are those things? When it's adverse, does it mean the candidate is beyond repair? What is it? From all South African banks except Capitec, it seems.
Yes,
there was a Bauer for the citizenship issue. I missed that one.
No, it's exactly what we discussed.
But what does it mean?
He is the permanent resident. He is not a citizen. He's a German citizen.
Oh, so in other words, it says he was not even supposed to have been part of the process of okay. Yes.
adverts. Yes. I don't know. Googlisha ke Kagas. Here is Google. In the case of student loans, Yule, adverse credit history has a very specific meaning. It means that you have a 90-day delinquency on any debt or that you have experienced a specific adverse credit within the last 5 years, such as a bankruptcy, repossession, tax lien. It's something that we came and we never engaged as to what it means from the state security agents. But it's a very serious matter. I mean, talking from the reports of departments, it's an advert from the Auditor General, it's a very serious matter. I don't know. Yes, Honorable Dos.
No, thanks, Chairperson. My proposal is that we proceed with the deliberations. I think the report is sufficiently clear.
The other thing that I jumped, it says according to CIU information, the following candidates have criminal records. Fingerprints will be submitted to verify the records. I think we must proceed.
I want us to proceed also. Is there, my worry is if we can be clear, is there anything which guides us, whether it's an act, a regulation, or on people with credit, who are in credit bureau? Because that's a major problem. Don't want we disadvantage people here, they challenge and we lose. Especially those. It's different from a criminal record.
Can we get someone to advise us on this from the state security? Because the report that came late last night, I was not able to check all those things. Is it not better to get someone just to advise us what it means? Honorable Madisha and Fanda.
Yeah, I think there is a problem, Chair, and it will be proper for us to do some check. There are two things. Number one, you have indicated there that there are persons who are purported to be having some criminal records, but then their fingerprints have got to be submitted, which then says that you still have a problem there. The report is not clear. I think that is a problem. It means the report itself is not, it's not complete. And secondly, you therefore cannot charge or make a completion of the whole thing, particularly regarding those particular persons on the basis of the thing. But secondly, you know, this point of people having credit records, etc., and they therefore having to be excluded, that to me is a problem. I mean, we need to understand the situation in our country, that very many people have not been working, we have a problem. And that truly is a problem. And I think we need to consider that. And that has got to be put aside, unless if a person, as a result of that kind of thing has gone out to steal, kill, or whatever. I think we need to consider that truly. Thank you.
Can you start with the interviews at 11? Because the more we deliberate on this, at least they must be informed. Inform them, we'll start around 11. Honourable Fandam, your hand was up.
Thanks, Chair. I think we must just be guided by the Broadcasting Act. And 16(1) of the Broadcasting Act just lists the kind of individuals that are disqualified from serving on the SABC board. One, it's someone who's not a citizen or permanent and not permanently resident in South Africa, is subject to an order of a competent court declaring such person to be mentally ill or disordered. C, is convicted after the commencement of this act, whether in the Republic or elsewhere, of any offence for which such a person is sentenced to imprisonment without the option of a fine. So it clearly says only after the commencement of the act. So if it's an offence before, it might not necessarily be covered by the act. And then it says, at any date prior to the commencement of this act, was convicted or at any other time after commencement of theft, fraud, forgery, uttering a forged document, perjury, in contravention of the Prevention of Corruption Act, and also the Prevention of Combating of Corrupt Activities Act, and then also says elsewhere of any offence corresponding materially with any offence referred to in subparagraph 1. So I think we must just, I want us to make sure that we carry out this process properly so that we're not challenged in court for disqualifying a person without sticking to the letter of the Broadcasting Act. Of course, we can also make a value judgment if it's a credit matter. I mean, we must judge it on a case-by-case basis. If it's a major issue, then they're disqualified. But as Honourable Madisha says, if it's, you know, a minor infringement, I don't think we should disqualify people on that basis.
Yeah, I think that's fine. The word disqualify could be a deciding word. And if I understood Honorable Van Damme, is that the committee has a discretion. Even if legally you are qualified, the committee can, in looking at the total, at your total picture, agree that it is not comfortable to take your name. So I think those are two levels.
Yeah. I think
what is acceptable is that we stick to the Broadcasting Act, because it clarifies. If you go to your book, but this one is a whole one. If you go to page 35, section 16, on the old one, this one, if you go there, then it will inform us everything. What it means now, we must start deliberations. I think we agree on that one. Members? Maybe we need to hear from members. There were not necessarily negotiations. I think that's what members said last time. Consultation, and maybe we need to hear from the African National Congress. So we have to do this. Generally, we talk to members of the committee, but in this case now we'll have to hear the party, what they say. Are you ready, Honorable Kalago? Who wants to start?
Chair, we are just asking for 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, can we adjourn for 5 minutes and then come back so that we have a smooth proceeding? Thank you very much. We'll have to come back at 10 past 10.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Ngoma, can you check Honorable Matisha? I was checking the gentleman who got sick the other day from Right to Know. They say he's better now. He was in the meeting even yesterday. And he's coming today again. Apparently it was his second attack. He was attacked for the first time, and that one was the second attack. So he's okay. He's fine. Members, thank you very much. We must listen now to political parties and engage in deliberations. Can I hear Honorable Kalago first?
Thank you, Chair.
Welcome to the SP.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we moved as the ANC from our principal agreement on the interim board that all of us, we were satisfied the way they have handled the work under pressure and the achievements they have so far. So, as ANC, we want to confirm that our candidate in the of the 12 is Kanyisile Gweyama, Matata Sidhu, Krishna Idu, C.B. Potgieter, John Matheson, then added to that, Nomvuyiso Baki, Rachel Kalida, Michael Markovitz, Bongumusa Makatini, Dingwanyane Mukuba. Amen. and Victor Rambau. So we are proposing those names from the ANC for the 12th of the board. Rambao is there. Mbokane is there. Yes. Kosana Mbokane. So, okay. It's besides the board, we have Nomvuyiso Baji, Rachel Kalidas, Kosana Mbokane, Michael Makovitz, Bungu Ukumusa Magatini, Tinkwa Nyane Muhuba, and then Victor Rambao.
Are you ready, Tihe?
Thanks, Chair. Let me upfront say that the people we have chosen are people that fulfill the skill set in terms of the Broadcasting Act, so we've made sure that it covers the broad kind of skills that the Act says the board should cover, which is broadcasting policy, labor and social issues, media law, communications and so forth. And then we're also going to be quite strong against the deployment of individuals who are intensely involved in the ruling party. We don't have an issue with people who are involved in the ANC, for example, in the struggle against apartheid. As Honorable Gungubele said, there were lots of people who were involved in the struggle against apartheid, but what we are going to be against is people who are intricately involved in the ANC. So our list is Leanne Govinsami, Nomvuyiso Baji, Victor Rambao, Michael Sass, John Matteson, Jack Palane, Rachel Kalidas, Jack Devnarain, Matata Tsedu, Michael Markovitz, Kanyisile Goyama, and William Curry. Do I need to repeat, honourable members? Have you got them? Okay. Leanne Govinsami, Nomvuyiso Baji, Victor Rambao, Michael Sass, John Matteson, Jack Palane, Rachel Kalidas, Jack Devnarain, Matata Tsedu, Michael Markovitz, Kanyisile Goyama, and Mr. William Curry. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Dose.
Thanks, Chairperson. Just for a sense of opening comments, that overall, the shortlist failed. It's an acknowledgement that I think we must make collectively to either the shortlist, but I think in my view the entire collective of 300 some CVs. But also in the shortlist, we didn't have a lot of women, particularly qualified, articulate, experienced women. That is a big problem, because it means that we are indeed in the final 12. Might have to be caught up in a situation where it's dominated by men than women. So I would hope that there is still a commitment in that regard, that a chairperson position, although it's not in our power directly, be reserved for a woman. The women that did get shortlisted were very strong, some of them, but others were unable to cut, to make the cut as a result of either qualifications, and this morning we had some of the problems legally. So here, and I think I want to emphasize as well that it looks like in general the Saudi legacy is such that it seemed like everybody thought, I can do this, you know, I can be in the board. We must impress that the SABC is an important institution, and people have to go through the eye of the needle. I think the work of the committee in interviews has tried to make sure that that is the case. So number one, Kanyisile, Kweyama, number two, Matata Tsedu, number three, Dingwenyane Muhuba, number four, Michael Markovitz, number five, Jack Palani, number six, Nomvuyo Baki, number seven, Victor Rambau, number eight, yes. Rachel Kalidas.
We are two vast men. Still think of Teddy. Two vast for Teddy.
Number one, Kanyisile Kweyama. Number two, Matata Tsedu. Number three, Dingwenyane Muhuba. Number four, Michael Markovitz. Number five, Jack Palani. Number six, Nomvuyiso Baki. Number seven, Victor Rambau. Number eight, with reservations, Rachel Kalidas. Chairperson, we want to strongly dispute the names of Phidipot Khiter and Krish Naidu. I don't know if the chairperson would want my indulgence, your indulgence rather, in motivation in that regard, but...
Yeah, we agreed.
Okay.
You can go ahead.
I think that of all candidates that came here, I have no doubt of the qualifications of these two names. I do not doubt at all they are, it is not about their membership of the ANC. In relation to Phidipot Khiter, she failed dismally to understand the times and the epoch that the SADC is entering, in relation in particular to where it has been. She failed because she thinks it is correct to be an ANC deployee into the board. She was explicit about it, more explicit than anyone else. And then the second problem is that she seems to say, I will only get out of the board of the SABC if I am elected into the NEC of the ANC. She explicitly says that, which means she sees the conflict of interest ethically in her own assessment if she holds both positions. But I put it to the committee that it is even more dangerous to be in the board prior to being in the NEC, because she could be seen to be using the SABC to campaign towards that position. It would have been honorable from the very ethical logic to finish this ambition. She's a politician, she's an outright politician. She's not an ANC member who is a professional. She's a politician. She sees herself as a politician in the at least the language that is much more clear. It's not about her membership or her background in the struggle. It's that she's ambitious of being a politician. She wants to be in the NEC. She's just waiting for nominations. Now, the problem is that, let us say that she's elected into the NEC. What? Then we're going to have an opening in the next 4 months. Then we have to redo the process. She's an unstable candidate. If she is elected, why should we take the SABC through that? That's on Sibipo Triter. And then Krishna Idu. I don't know about his membership of the ANC, but I was unsatisfied. In explicit terms, he went to ask for permission and explicitly says, you know, the people in the Luthuli House said to me, I must come and see how I can help to rebuild the SADC. I find that problematic as well. We all have preferred and strong candidates, and so on and so forth. But none should be taking a mandate. Even some of the people here who have been involved in the struggle, who are members of the ANC, were very clear that I have not even spoken to any leader. I was nominated and I want to be put here on the basis of my nomination. Yes, I have been active in the ANC. And really, I don't have a problem. I grew up with the consciousness of the ANC, for crying out loud. There are great men and women in the ANC. There are great men and women who support the ANC. We disagree politically, but you cannot get that wrong with the problems that have characterized the SABC. On those bases, we vehemently disagree with these two names. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Honorable Ndlozi. Mr. Matisha.
Thank you, Chairperson. Permit me to indicate that the persons who came were quite good, well prepared, and it, in my opinion, is a very good indication that we have people in South Africa who can be able to take us forward. From the number of more than 600 to this 12 that we are coming up with now, it's an indication truly that we do have people who can take us forward. The names that we will propose, that we agree to, are the first, the previous board, of course, but one person, and a number of others. Let me go back to the names then. I'll say Michael Makovich. We have William Curry. Bongomusa Makatin. Michael Sir. Jim Matsu.
Can you repeat that, after Khalid?
No. This is.
Sorry. After Saf.
No, this is wrong. The thing. No, that's the wrong. After Michael Saf. Kitamele. Kibelemrao. I don't think the chairperson here understands what you're saying. Okay. He says that I must go back.
We have Makatini, Kari, Makovic, Kari, Makatini, Sass.
Kari. myself. Mukuba, Govensame, Matata Tedu, Krishnaito, John Matheson. Can you see Lokoyama? I'm just checking that I'm not repeating some of the names. How many have I given you, Chair?
10. Give us 10.
I'm checking that I'm...
Whilst he's still checking, it's Markovitz, Kari, Makatini, Saf,
Makovic, Kari,
Govensame, Sedu, Naidu, Matheson, Koyama.
Makovic, Kari,
we're short of two.
I gave you Makatini, Sars. Did I give you Mukuba?
Yes.
Okay.
Govensame, you gave us.
Govensame.
Sedu, you gave us.
Tata Sedu, Krishnaidu.
Naidu, Matheson, Koyama.
Matheson, Koyama. Jack Patani.
Palane.
Palane.
It's Palane.
I don't know if I'll speak to you, you know, which are my Nagam Holumura son. Palane. How many names do you have? And then, did I give you Herod Mayer?
No.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Any objection on the board?
Agreed.
The entire board?
Yes.
But you gave us four members of the board, interim board, with the exception of Phoebe.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, members, there you are. There you are. Mr. Tsedi, not Tsedu, Tsedi.
Tsedu.
It's not Tsedu, it's Tsedi. I think, Honorable Chair, before we proceed to the next stage, surely you can allow us to engage on some of the issues as raised about some of the candidates. And I wanted to speak on candidate Boskhida as objected by one of the honorable members. I don't know if it's only at this stage where one can speak. Engage on a demotivation. Because there are two issues at the end.
Do you want to do that or we line up those who are first and
With your advice.
I thought it would be necessary to just line up those who agree and say, at least on those, there are so many who agree on them, and then come back to the engagement.
No, I don't have a problem.
Is that fine?
Yeah.
Okay. Honorable Fonda?
Thanks, Chair. I think that for the ones we agree on, can it be ones that there's agreement across honourable members? I think it's a bit stricter than with the short list, where maybe if there was agreement of two, it was fine. I think here, let's put aside the ones that we all agree on, and then the rest we must motivate and demotivate.
I don't.
We agree on Kweyama.
There's only one
member.
Members who agree on Kweyama. We agree on Sedu. We agree on Paji. No. With the interim, we agree with Matheson. No, we don't. EFF doesn't have Matheson. Let's start at the board. Kweyama said on the board, and that is all.
No.
Yes. I'm starting with the board, Honorable Lewis.
Oh, agreed. Absolutely.
Okay. We agree on Markovitz.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah.
This is one, two, three. No, we're dealing with those we agree, all of us. The names that appear. In fact, only two where we agree.
Oh,
it's Kweyama and Sedu. Otherwise, the rest other parties don't have the board members. They don't have Matheson, they don't have Krish, they don't have Phoebe.
Wow.
And then we agree with Matheson, all of us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Markovitz. It's Markovitz.
Yeah.
We agree with Markovitz. Those are the only three, eh?
No.
No. Smaller parties don't have badge.
We do?
No. Smaller parties. No. Pachi agreed ANC, DA, and EFF. But no smaller party. Kalidas.
You need to be slow, because this is too serious a job. We need to make sure that everything is okay. Baki, yes. Okay? Am I heading? No.
So Paji, it's agreed. Comrade Matisha, you agree with Paji?
Comrade Chairperson, let's wait. When we talk, we'll come back to that. Okay?
We stand at three. Common names is only three.
Common names.
Across.
Name,
It's Kwayama Tsedwe Mbakovic.
Mataka Kwayama Mbakovic.
Yeah.
Can
is it not proper to, because I have a difficulty there. It looks like Honor Madisha wants to do some more work. Am I right?
And there was an end in this paper. So. Yeah. You are saying? Let me take your point there, Chairperson.
More time to do work.
If I were to say yes,
we'll then break for 5 minutes.
That will assist me, yes.
Because I think it's necessary that, so that now that we have a picture,
yeah,
then the members can talk to themselves.
Thank you very much.
5 minutes break.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did you put 12 candidates? I've only counted 8, I think.
Yeah, I put 8 on the
list. Yeah, okay.
I can't put my life on the
list. I thought I made a mistake, but okay. Meaning I'm saying we really
so you're going to rest up to them. You only have 8 squares, so rest up to them.
So if you're sitting at EFF paying 8 squares, that's a numerical record. They're willing to be personally trusted.
Save time, don't waste time trying to argue too much.
Because if I want to be sure, I would say, let's go get the rest of the folks. This time, please.
Thank you. here before. Because you couldn't, the voting wasn't being very good. It was more hard. And I was sitting in the church house, also the Vicar John. He said, leader, he was just long. And those people are very challenging.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I Thank you.
Thank you very much. We now go back to our discussion. were still struggling with names. We were only three names where we agree, all of us, in terms of the lists. Three names emerge in all lists. Honorable Matisha was to go do some work, and thereafter we'll hear the ANC response on the issue of Potgieter and Krishnaidu. And then we take it from there. If Honorable Matisha, you are ready, we can start with you, but if not, we can go to...
Oh, thank you very much.
Are you fine? Okay.
Yes. You know, you usually say SP, meaning at the end, parties. And what one really needs to do is to consult and get that which they believe should be the proper names. Hence, one had to go and recheck and check what the majority of them say we should put before you. Okay. Here are the names. Lian Govind Sami. Matata Zedu. Krishnaidu. Kanyisile Boyama. Nombuyiso Babaji. Rachel Kalidas. Michael Markovich. William Curry. Victor Rambam. Pongomusa Makatini. Jack Palani. Dingwanyani Mukhuba. And then William Adisha. That's the list. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
The names are Markovitz, Curry, Makatini, Mukhuba, Govindsamy, Thedu, Naidu, Kweyama, Palane, Baki, Kalidas, and Rambau.
Yes, that's it.
Thank you very much, Honorable Matisha.
But you forgot William Matisha at the end.
How many?
Thank you very much, Chairperson.
So, the 1, 2, 3, 6. So, we have 6 names that appear in each party. It's Markovitz, Thedu, Kweyama, Baji, Kalidas, and Rambau. Markovitz, Thedu, Kweyama, Baji, Kalidas, Rambau. So all that 6, it's agreed. Now, can we then go to ANC on the Krishnaidu and Phoebe Potgieter Qobula?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think one wants to take this opportunity to appreciate that the matter is put on the table probably for genuine intention to engage. Just on record to remind ourselves that on CB Polkita, we're talking of somebody who has served society in various instances. Amongst others, as we talk, a board of the Mapungubwe Institute for Strategic Reflections, the African Alliance think tank, also having been a deputy chairperson of the State Information Technology Agency, SITA, a member of the Council of Mangosuthu University of Technology. Long history in the civic society with regard to youth development. And somebody, as we speak, who is holding a master's degree from the University of Witwatersrand. Krish himself has got an undisputed track record in the sports sector since the years of apartheid. Many initiatives that he took directed to societal interest irrespective of political affiliation. And he received awards and acknowledgments for a number of times doing that. That Krish, as we speak, is a legal graduate, PPROC being an area, and having certificate of strategic studies from England. Now, these people I'm speaking about are not just academically qualified. They have got a track record in society, and both of them have served in the interim board. We have not heard of any negative view about their performance within the interim board that society, whose work it appreciates. Krish in particular is known for having stood up, even in the previous boards, to deal with issues that are iniquitous. But I want to close by saying, as the ANC, one of the things that are critical is that we envisage in future a mature democracy where South Africanness will prevail over ideological partisanship. And people who demonstrate their ability to be South African, whenever they are called upon to do so, that should be rewarded. And our view that there are no better people to be acknowledged for their purpose than these two, because at all material times, when they were expected to serve South Africa beyond partisanship, they have not failed that test. Thanks.
Yeah, that was the response to the demotivation of Mr. Naidu and Mrs. Kobule. We have heard the demotivation. We have heard the motivation from the African National Congress. I will not allow that we engage more than this, because I think in terms of motivation and demotivation, I don't think it will be fair, because we'll continue if we do that. DA demotivated, EFF demotivated, and then there is a response from the ANC. Do we think we must proceed in that manner? Honorable, just to proceed, not necessarily arguing anything. Honorable Fonda.
Chair, I hate to be this person, but I'm going to anyway. I hate to be this person, but I'm going to anyway. This is why we had set aside yesterday, and we set aside several hours for deliberations, because this is how important this process is. We need to thoroughly engage with every nominee, motivate, demotivate, so we make sure that we give names to the National Assembly of board candidates that are going to be quality. So I'm not going to support us not engaging further. We need to do this thoroughly.
All right. No, that's fine. Honorable Jose?
Engaging means you must engage with someone. So it's not about you talking alone. If the ANC wants these people, I have nothing further to say personally and from the PEFF point of view. We totally reject these two names, and there's nothing else to say to the ANC. There's nothing else to engage on these two names. Their argument in response is also very poor because it doesn't address the central concerns that we have raised. So it looks like they're cast in stone. I wouldn't want to waste the people's time. I think that let us hear those are the only two names I think fundamentally must not be there. But if Honorable Fadabzezu must reopen it, for what? To say what? If he thinks he can change the mind of our comrades, that should have happened by now. We broke for about an hour. So I don't want to waste the people's time. I would say that let us give the ANC an opportunity to give us their final list, go to the DA, come to us, and then come to the smaller parties, see if we can agree and move on. There has been, I don't think the people of South Africa doubt this, there has been thorough engagement. But if I had a veto, maybe in the future, Honorable Davis was telling me, in the future we should have veto. I could have vetoed those two names. Particularly because the ANC has not said anything in relation to our criticism. They're just telling us, oh, they've been around. That is where we are. But the people of South Africa cannot be, it can't be, we want to disassociate ourselves that just because we are not engaging for 5 hours, it doesn't mean we are not engaging. There's been a thorough persuasion, there's been a thorough criticism, and our assessment is that it was failed to be responded to. And the comrades of the ANC know. Now, in terms of moving forward, Chair, as I said, let's get, maybe they've removed them, I don't know. What is their final names? And then we sort of see how do we proceed.
Yeah, I know that we're talking to South Africans. That is why it's important from the committee point of view to move in the premise that says, yes, clear demotivation and very clear, in my view, motivation from the African National Congress. And I don't think that will change. I agree with you, Honorable Ndlozi. I don't think it will change anything. I agree that let's go back to the list so that we don't waste time. I'm not sure there will be any persuasion from anybody. Honorable Delasha.
Chairperson, risking a situation where, as you are responding to a question, we engage on the discussion, either demotivating or motivating. Let's agree on this summary that says this is democracy at work. There might not be more persuasion on the names. Let's agree on that one. Let's proceed, because we're risking of being personal sometimes, Chairperson. And we don't want to get to that kind of a situation. So I think let's agree to say the people that are not happy, they have their reasons. The people that are happy, they have got their own reasons. Let's proceed, Chair. What must be more of importance to us is commonalities. Thanks, Chairperson.
You remember that we need only 6 names now. We agree with the 6 already. All these parties agree on 6 names, 1-6 names, to make 12. And what the point that says we must listen to the parties again, for me it's important so that we can go back and revise and if we agree with those who have many names, we do that. Remember, from the list, you have a number of names where three parties agree, and then look at that at the parties, so that we just reduce the discussions on those. And if I can again go back to the ANC to start, or if you want to start, Honorable Jones, it's fine. If we can say ANC, just look at your list again, take into consideration the six that we have agreed upon, all of us. Who's going to do that, Honorable Kalako? Are you going to do it?
Chair, before that, I wanted Chair to, because as we move with the name, to clear this the thing surrounding Bokane.
Okay.
So that is on record of what was this and what do we have in front of us now and what we do not have. Because it's going to help us in the process that.
No, much as we discuss this Mbokane issue, we have Nedbank, we have Standard Bank, we have Vodacom, we have Absa. There is one letter that relates to Standard Bank judgment. That one is clearing Mbokane. I mean, yes, that one is clearing Mbokane. We are now left with three institutions, meaning Vodacom, Nedbank, and Absa. So that's where we don't know, but this one of Standard Bank says he's cleared on that one. But three are still to come. The sector has been in touch with him. He's going from this bank to another to check his status. And that status will come at a particular stage when he finalizes it with the three institutions, Vodacom, Nedbank, and Absa. That is insofar as Mbokane is concerned. This is one of the people who have judgments. Is that understood? Honorable Kalako?
Yeah, Chair, it's understood. So the dilemma we are in, although I raised earlier that according to the Act, but we can make a call, a judgment of how do we see it as a committee. See, the predicament he's putting us in is that in these ones we have nothing in front of us talking about him. Well, it happens that because the importance of SAPC, when you go in there, I'm sure he knew that. You have all these things which can be asked or can have something against your name. You clear them up front, especially this. So the problem where we don't know how big are these amounts which are alleged here actually. And SAPC, the problem, it's got this reputation. I don't want to find myself in a situation, we put a person in the board because of his performance, we come back within a month, we must advertise. We look stupid. I think he could have helped us, really, Chair, to actually make it easy for the committee. That is, these things are cleared. We cannot take them lightly. Just as we know the problem of South Africans. We are not judging people according to that, but the problem is we don't know what was the nature, how big they are, and it's three banks and Vodacom.
The SSA report is circulated to members as requested, and the amounts are reflected there. But it must end up with the Honorable Dose and Honorable Matisha. It must not go beyond them. It must not go. Oh, yes, Honorable Dose didn't take it. Honorable Dose didn't take it. He accepted what I was reporting. So it must not go anywhere beyond the members. The figures are in front of you, members. They are not small figures. Honorable Ndosi.
Chairperson, let us try and help here. It's the information availed to us which does not, in terms of law, disqualify him. But Honorable Galaga is right. We have to make a judgment call. So I would persuade all of us to not be stuck here. That those are the facts. So whoever is putting forth that name ought to know that they are putting it with those holes. And they perhaps have to motivate as a result that we are being brought this information, that this person has had this particular type of conduct, these particular type of experiences or circumstances. Why would we put him in a board? No matter how good they are. So it will have to be on the basis of a person who feels strong about that name. But I just wanted to affirm Honorable Karak that is precisely what it means. It means a judgment call. On the part of those who are persuaded by that name. Thank you.
Honorable Van Damme, and then I'll
Chair, I'd like to suggest that we proceed. We've got six more names to fill on the list, the six we agree on. Can each party give their names, and then, but differently this time, each person must motivate why a specific person is being insisted upon.
Matisha?
You know,
may also talk to what Honorable Van Damme is saying.
You know, that the person that we spoke about just now did not mention this kind of problems that he faced before. When we said they must declare, that is a problem, and you therefore can't respect such a person. You can't say that in future they will be able to serve the people properly, because they have not declared. It means they, or he has hidden the information from us. He knew that, yes, indeed, he had those kind of problems. I think that is the first point. Now, on the second one, us having now to go and say 111 and motivate, I wonder if that is going to be proper. I truly, in my own opinion, don't believe so. I will not able to talk to each other. I'm very happy that we have been able to move in unison as a team throughout, and propose Comrade Davis that we do the same, okay, so that we don't have that kind of a problem altogether. I mean, as I end, I remember you came to us and said, can we say here, 2, 3, say here, because you are BP, say here, 2, say here, because you are this and so on. Is it not feasible for us to do that?
Okay.
So that we don't waste time. Remember, we have MDDA and so on. We still have got to go and all that. We are one team.
Thank you. Let us finalize the name. I'll give the people who nominated or the people who came with the name, so that we close this issue of the name of Mbokane. Teddy.
Chair, I think let's move to the next stage. Surely, quite a number of issues have been raised about some of the people, but if the parties were to be given the opportunity to present their new names, I think we can be very close to each other in one way or another. Then we'll take it from there. Maybe let's agree with the approach that you suggested earlier, that parties be allowed now to present new names, the final list, according to them, as of now, and see where we still have difficulties.
Let's do that. ANC? We're on six names now. We've already agreed on six.
We have agreed on six. Can you, those names we agreed on?
We agreed on Markovitz. We agreed on Tsedu. We agreed on Kweyama. Agreed on Baji, Kalidas, and Rambau. Markovic said to Kweyama, Baji, Kalidas, Rambau.
So Chair, once we agree with those, so well, our six is Phoebe Bonpeter, Chris Naidu, John Matheson,
can I remind your names, your earlier names? Let me remind you the names. The whole 12, no? Including those
Bungumusa Makatini, and then the last one, Palane.
That's five. Yeah, five.
I said, Phoebe Bonpeter, Chris Naidu, John Matheson, Bungumusa Makatini,
yeah,
and then Palane. Still five? One, two, three. Oh, five still.
I wanted to remind you the names. I wanted to remind you the names you gave us.
Yes. Black 12, yeah.
You gave us Kweyama. Let's do that so that you gave us Kweyama, Tsedu, Naidu, Phoebe, Matheson, Baki, Kalidas, Markovic, Makatini, Mohuba, Rambau, and Bokane. That's what you gave us. Mohuba. That's the sixth name. Can you say the sixth name? Use your mic.
The sixth name is Tikwanyane Mohuba. That's the sixth one.
Let's go to the DA. K. Can I remind you your names, or you still have them? Okay.
Chair, so we agree on the common six names. In addition, we believe that the following six candidates must be included. Leanne Govinsamy.
Govinsamy.
Yes. Jack Palane.
Palane.
Jack Devnarain.
Devnarain.
Michael Sass.
Sass.
William Curry.
Matheson.
So can I say that with the ANC's current list, we agree with Palane and Matheson?
Yes. Are you lying? So that those we are common, the common ones, just them. Okay, can you go to you, Honorable Lose?
Chairperson, we have indicated our strongest disagreements to fit both Ritter and Naidu. We need not repeat ourselves.
Yes.
Otherwise, the ANC list, with the exception of those names, is in order.
Okay. Honorable Madisha?
The names that the ANC came up with, we agree. But Ritter, we don't agree. Govinsamy, I can't remember if they added that. They will be first. Have they? Govinsamy, Palani, Kari, Mukhuba, and Makatini. Okay. So.
Govinsamy, Mukhuba?
Kari. Makatini and Rambau, yeah.
And Rambau.
Yeah.
So it's Kari, Makatini, Mahuba, Govinsamy, Rambau, five.
Did you add Matheson
there? Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, Fernando, common names? Palane, Matheson, are they not common to all of us? Wait. Let's. Palane all agreed, Matheson all agreed. No. SP Madisha is Matheson. Can I read Madisha's names? It's Kari, Mbo, Makatini, Mukhuba, Govinsamy, Matheson, and Rambau. So, from the, we have two common names, the 6349, right? Now, the problem is four. Teddy?
Chair,
who do you think Umuhuba is not? Umuhuba is SP, EFF, and ANC, not DA.
My understanding, Chair, was obviously if Mukhuba now is from the ANC, EFF, and SP, that name comes in. That's what I was missing. That I think we are at a stage where from the ANC list, we have Govinsamy and Sass, those that are not on the ANC list. Maybe let's agree, because my take is that we're almost there. Maybe let's allow five more minutes to see if we can't convince each other, because now we are at a stage where we have only two names that are not on the ANC list, Govensani and Sats. Maybe you can come back after that.
Look, Mohuba is ANC, EFF, smaller parties, no DA. DA doesn't have Mohuba. Exactly, they are the only ones, you're right there. They don't have that name. Honorable Ndlozi, way forward.
I think, well, I'm not opposed to 5 minutes, but we broke for an hour earlier on. I'm welcoming to the 5 minutes if we're going to persuade each other differently. Because the emphasis is being placed elsewhere than to the problematic names. And the only reason I would go to a break is to persuade the ANC to withdraw Naidu and Potgieter. 5 minutes. There's six of them, of the ANC members of parliament who have each have sworn an oath of office to the parliament. I'm welcoming to 5 minutes in order to persuade them on those two names. For the best interest of, so that South Africans know that in addition to the 3 days in which we've been talking to each other, we've been conducting these interviews, maybe 5 more minutes for them to change their minds on those two names. Otherwise, there's no point to the 5 minutes. So that's the condition of which I will welcome the 5 minutes. Thank you.
Kalako and Tolasha.
Chair, I think that is a problem. We are not going to change on those names. It's a waste. Don't waste your time at all. Because you are not going to persuade us within an hour. It's like, for instance, there are DA names here. Osas, Dev Nerian, and who? Govensani. So, which we also do not agree. And DA is not persuaded. Finally, Chair, in any case, we're in Parliament. This thing is going to, if in those names which we feel strongly, I think we'll have to go to a vote. Up to you. look, because that on those names were not persuaded at all. And we have reasons. They have been put here. It can be because it's a perception that FEP is an ANC strong, has been in the leadership, where she and therefore, while she was serving in the interim, these things were not there. And she has not done anything in any case which can be pointed to what the allegations were. Similarly with Krish. The fact that Chris just clearly declared that, look, I had to go back because I'm consulting, that's my work, that's my income, so that there's no conflict of interest. And then you want to distort it as reporting and going to ask for a permission, which is untrue. Chris actually explained that. I'm not going to agree with that, Chair. It's not going to happen. They must forget. I'm not going to agree with that. Because it's only based that, you know, they are ANC is working well. Then, once we take it into that. It's like Phoebe was clear here. That if she's not even nominated, and she even said that she's not even Nobody approached him. She will consider that, and in fact she said she can't if she serves in the ANC, NEC, and even at the official level, be still in the board. She said herself, then there is conflict. Otherwise, if Phoebe is an independent woman, why do you reduce her to some puppet? No, we won't agree. It's a waste of time. We don't agree with 5 minutes in otherwise, or even a minute.
Okay. Mam Tolash, you heard it.
I check a single call. Zimela, chairperson, because as parties we have discussed this matter, we have dealt with candidate by candidate. I don't think these gimmicks that we are being called to do are going to assist anyway. In this democracy, we will agree, but there will be time when we agree to disagree. And that time has come. And let it be, chairperson. Let's go for vote. We have persuaded you. We have gone a very long way. Very, very smooth discussions, consultations. Even now, I don't think there are any hostilities here, chairperson. Let's proceed so that we can conclude and go to MDDA, chairperson. I thought you were going to look more. And my worry is there's a target of 2. That's why I was calling for us going back to what we agreed on, because we are risking a situation where we're going to be personal and confuse things here, because chairperson, there's nothing wrong with being ANC. In fact, you must appreciate that at some point ANC came and salvaged the country, and we are where we are today because of the ANC. You can't sit here as the committee and start to find mistakes from the ANC and judge ANC people, South Africans who want to still serve, because they, at some point they belong to the ANC. They even gave us a long letter to say, there's nothing wrong, and indeed, there's nothing wrong, chairperson. We should not be seen like people who want to punish people's involvement in their different political organizations, because there are no facts for what we are saying. Let's agree to say this is where it stands, let's proceed, chairperson, let's go for vote.
Maybe let's not pursue the matter further. Chris Naidu and Phoebe Potkatel, ANC is not moving on those names. I really don't think we must discuss that further. I don't think we must discuss that further. Let's come up with something else to take the meeting forward. Mr. Davis, let's hear the new voice. And then Honorable Jos.
Thank you, Chair. The ANC, obviously, it's in their interest to go to a vote because they want to use their majority to get their candidates onto the board. I think it's very unfortunate. You know, the key problem at the SABC over the last decade has been cadre deployment from the ANC. Now, Krish Naidu is currently working at Luthuli House. This is not somebody who's previously worked for the ANC or previously been a member. He's currently employed at Luthuli House.
No, I don't think so.
Chair, I'm going to move us forward.
Just let me say
my piece.
No, it's not correct. It's not correct to do that. We agree there was a demotivation.
Chair, I'm going to take us forward if you just let me finish.
No, I'll let you finish, but I want to say this to you. There was a demotivation, very clear demotivation. Now we're at a point where the ANC is clear that they won't move. And therefore there is nothing to discuss.
Let me
I'm going to give you.
Okay.
There is nothing to discuss in relation to the two names from the ANC. Nothing. They are very clear on that. No persuasion, nothing. I just want to alert you that this discussion of demotivating the two was done. And the ANC was here. They responded. They are not moving. So that we proceed with the meeting. We have people who are waiting to be interviewed outside. But it's fine. Let's do that. Mr. Davis?
So, Chair, what I would like to do is I would just like to acknowledge the ANC's choice, and I'd like to register our objection. And I think it's important that we are allowed as a party to register our objection to these two candidates.
But that was done.
No, that was a demotivation process.
That was done.
Chair, I'm about to accept the ANC's will to impose their majority on this committee, but I want to say on behalf of the Democratic Alliance, we oppose the deployment of political operatives into the SABC because we think that that is at the heart of the SABC's problem. Chris Naidu is currently working at Luthuli House. It is a conflict of interest. Ms. Potchita is considering running for the NEC of the ANC. If she decides to then do that and then resign from the SABC, it means we've wasted our time by nominating her to the board. If she doesn't resign from the SABC, it's even a bigger problem because there will be a serious conflict of interest to have an ANC NEC member who's also an SABC board member. But we accept that the ANC wants to impose the will of the majority onto us because that's how the ANC operates. And that's why the SABC is in the crisis it is in. And if the ANC wants to take responsibility for that, then so be it. But we object to these two candidates.
Some members want to listen to themselves. Because what is said now was said. I wish there can be new issues. Honorable Madisha.
Permit me to propose that we take that ANC list. We agree. But then it comes back to us as the portfolio committee and to Parliament to ensure that we actualize that which the people of South Africa say should be the case. The name of Phoebe, for example, was rejected by us, but then we say that we agree, let's go on and make sure that we finalize the situation. So we'll take that.
Honorable Josie, and then I'll come to you to summarize it. Honorable Josie?
That's fine. Chairperson, I don't think it's wrong to be repetitive. I would have hoped that the chairperson would indulge us to register. This is really difficult to swallow a majoritarian decision on this one in relation to those two names. It's not wrong. It's not unconstitutional or illegal. But please register as well on our part. We've already said that. But my interest now is, can you read actually the final list? Because I want to consciously, what I heard as a final list, as far as I am concerned, can you read that so that we can be able to know exactly where we are? The names of Naidu and Potchita are exhausted, but can you just say what are the 12 names we are now finally discussing?
All of us agree on Markovits. All of us agree on Matata Tseto. Agree on Kweyama.
No, Chair. The I wanted to hear the not the oh. I know the agreements. I want to hear the final. Or okay. Do you have it of the?
You mean the final 12 from? Come on, I want to understand that question. Oh, okay. Can I give you the names from the ANC?
Yes, please. The final. Let's hear them one for the final. Like the final 12.
Four, it's just only 6.
Yeah.
Huh?
me propose, Chair, is that now that we have debated the parties have articulated their final position.
Well, maybe the ANC must give us the names.
Yes. You started the interim board and whatever. Phoebe Botrider, Chris Naidu,
Chris,
yeah. Koyama, yes. Medicine, Tsedu, that five. Then we have Baki. Kalidas, Makovitz, Bongumusa, Magatini, Rambau, not Rambau, Yaya Rambau, and Mahuba and Palane. Yeah. The 5 plus 7. I
Honorable Kalak was reading was Koyama, Tsedu, Naidu, Phoebe, fourth portrait, Matheson. Then Baki, Kalidas, Makovitz, Makatini, Palane, Mohuba, and Rambau. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, that's 12. Yes, you're right. That's the 12.
Because I earlier on, Comrade Chair, because this is very, very important, I earlier on wanted to clarify one particular issue, because it should be on record. The impression that is being created that the ANC is imposing a list is wrong. So it should be on record. When we started, we gave each other 2 sessions for engagements. In the process, we have convinced each other along the line. So it should be on record. I was just wanted to clarify that particular issue, that the ANC came to this meeting to impose the list. We never imposed. We persuaded each other until where we are, because we could not convince each other then.
I heard Lozi first. Okay. Kumubel and then Fanda.
No, I thought it's also important, Chair, that recently in the past couple of months is the first time if we vote today that we're going to. We've taken difficult decisions here together with the opposition. And I want to send this message that it is important that whatever hatred people have for the ANC, at least tell the truth about the ANC. I'm saying, since last year, as early as August, if I'm right, to date, we have not voted. So I'm saying we have taken difficult decisions. I understand Member Davis has not been around, right? Maybe he didn't get the report back from the members who are representing DA here. So let's go on record. That has not happened. Yeah.
Honorable Van Damme.
Proposing a way forward. Facts are facts. The ANC is refusing to budge on Sibi Potgieter and Krishnaidu. They are doing so on the basis that they have a majority of number of votes on this committee, and they are using that to impose those two names. We have indeed thus far always conducted ourselves with consensus. We... Can you stop heckling me? We have always conducted ourselves with consensus that is correct, and this is the first time, and it is really disappointing, that the ANC is using their majority to force through Sibi Potgieter and Krishnaidu. They have said they will not move on that, so if it has to go, come down to a vote, let's vote on it. Now, what about, let's move forward, the remaining two. Are they insisting on the remaining two of the list, or is that still open for discussion as we always do in this committee, or those other two, are they also going to insist that it's from their list? So let's move forward. The two they insist on, what about the other two?
Can you explain the remaining two that you're
talking about? So there's eight we agree on. Eh? We need to have 12 names. So there's four remaining slots on the list. The two the ANC is refusing to budge on, take it to 10, which means there is two more names still outstanding. So I want to be clear from the ANC. So I want to be clear from the ANC whether the remaining four slots, they want to take all of them, or are they just insistent on the on Naidu and Sibi and
we've listened to the 12 of the ANC. Can I have the 12 of the DA?
So I'm going to speak to the four that are remaining on the list. Yeah? The four slots that are remaining on the list. And our names are Govind Sami. We do not have enough women on this list. Govind Sami gave a great interview. She is a bit young, but I don't think we should use her youth as a disadvantage. She works for Corruption Watch and has great experience conducting forensic investigations, and I think that's a skill we need very much on this board, and we need more women. So Govind Sami. We'd like to propose Sass. Sass is a CA. I think we can't have, we already have one CA. It doesn't matter if we have a second one. The SABC is facing serious financial issues, and I think if we have a lot of experience in that regard, it won't be a waste. It won't be one too many. Devnerian, I think one of the requirements in the Broadcasting Act is that we include people with experience in labor issues. I believe Jack Devnerian made a solid case here that he will make sure that the voice of not only artists is represented on the SABC board, but also other staff. So I think we need to make sure that there's someone there from labor. And William Curry. I think William Curry brings a lot of experience in the sector, and I think would be a great addition to the board.
Your names, Honorable Joseph?
Chairperson, we've already indicated, we've assessed, and with the exception of the two names of Sibi Potgieter and Naidu, those are the names we should be negotiating, not the rest. So we're fine. We agree with the exception of those two. And that's it.
Mohuba is... appears on ANC list, EFF list, and smaller party list. We are not considering that at the okay. Honorable Teddy.
We I think we must move towards closing. even that debate is taking us back, really. Because you have given us the final list. They have said they insist that they have reservations around some of the names. We are equally not convinced on the names that he has just read. And that's where we are. You have given us the final list, and that's where we are. I was checking our final list here. We have made compromises already as well. That's why I was stressing earlier on, it is wrong to create an impression that we came here to impose the list. We have compromised as well on one or two of them from the list that is now being finalized.
Okay. We are left with four names, eh? We are left with four. We agree on eight. Now, we need to agree on this last four.
Chair. I was going to say, Chair, it's not going to work, Chair. I've got going now. This thing, Ubanuti, we agree. It's not going to happen that you agree with all these names. Especially on these four who don't agree. Use another mechanism. Yes, I don't know, but I'm going to space my leg. We won't agree.
You want to vote on the four. At least we have done some work up to eight. Now we need to vote
Chair.
On the four. Yes, Honorable Doctor.
I don't agree that we should vote. Yeah, I don't see the point. Because we avoided doing name and name and name and name and name. We will have to consider the other names that have been put in place. You've got a consensus, you've got a majority that is not moving. That's what the vote is. So I'm not comfortable with when we get to the House can vote, can be divided to vote on the names that are in dispute. So that is what we are saying. We are comfortable with the rest of the names except the two, because it is where the emphasis of this committee should be. It should be on the names of the people who explicitly said they are part and parcel and are coming. Once we close that one, which you have seen it has been closed, why must I vote? So I don't agree that we must be held at ransom like that. Let's proceed and continue to entertain the MDDA. That's what we have to say.
Yeah, I you say we must proceed?
Chairperson, yeah, that is my view. Let us proceed. This merry-go-around doesn't help. We've broken for many times. I'm appealing to your indulgence. We've broken so many times. We're not finding each other. And we've heard people say these names are now where we stand. We're not willing to negotiate and what. And we've asked so many times, are you willing to know? They are not willing. So I don't see the point from where I'm standing. The people of South Africa have observed themselves. They know what has occurred. We are willing to proceed without voting, because we don't see the point of voting. We'll divide the House, not here.
My understanding, Honorable Lewis will correct me. My understanding, what he's saying, we don't need to go to a technical process of voting. He moved from a point that the majority view is clear in the committee, but parties can register their objections in whichever way they do, and then we move. That's how I understand it.
As I was saying, Mohoba is only the A that is objective, but that has no Mohoba in their list. Can you put Mohoba as number 9? Anyway, let's put Mohoba as number 9 because he appears on 3, on 1, 2, 3, yes. The next one? Palana is in already. letters is in. Nidwen Chris, Nidwen Phoebe. One left. There is Govind Sami and Sas. Govind Sami, Sas, and Kari. No, on those ones. I'm looking at the nominations. They have two nominations. Govind Sami and Sas have two nominations.
Comrade Chair, I'm moving
on what Comrade Blows was saying. The weight is here. Which name appears three times?
Let me clarify, Comrade Chair. What we have here in front of us is a list as initially proposed by the ANC, with the inclusion of Phalane, the removal of and Mbokane. That's where we are, the removal of Mbokane. Now Phalane, well, Phalane was not initially on the ANC list. Now it's in, and then Mbokane is now out. Yes, that's where we are. So we have studied it very categorically so that we are not convinced, at no given stage will we be convinced of Govind Sami, Sas, Devon Ray, and Kari. That's where we are. And we have agreed with them that we will state their objections on the names that they insist on objecting. That's where we are. So in other words, we have 12 names as proposed, with the exclusion of Mbokane, as proposed by the ANC. They were persuaded, we were persuaded as well to drop a name and bring in a new name as well.
Honorable Thomas.
Honorable Chairperson, thank you. I think that's what Honorable Josie raised and Honorable Gungubele supported. I think that's where we are, Chairperson. And Chairperson, we should note the fact that this exercise did not start now. We are coming a long way when we are establishing an interim board. So some names might allege to be coming from ANC and stuff, but there's been a very coherent process that we have just embarked on from the... So, Honorable Chairperson, let's proceed.
Honourable Davis, after we have spoken, I'm going to read you the 12.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chair. I think that there is an opportunity for us now to try and reach some consensus, some element of consensus here. Because if the ANC just imposes the next four names, then I think it's going to be an unsatisfactory outcome for all of us. Because we're not all going to feel as invested in the board as we could.
Okay, can we correct that?
So, Chair, may I finish, please?
Can we correct that? No, let's correct that.
No.
Let him finish. Yeah, but he's wrong.
Yes, but let him finish.
You can correct me when it's your turn.
You'll come back. You'll come back after he has spoken.
Chair, I would just like to propose if we could have 5 minutes with the ANC just to talk, and for a last attempt to reach some consensus before we come back. If we could just have 5 minutes. I think it's worth it. It's worth trying. Let's try it.
Kumbela?
No. I think... I'm having this hostility in the meeting. Just ask disagreement on issues. You see, I think the facts must be corrected. Honorable David says ANC is imposing four. You've already articulated that in that four, two is agreed by other parties except TA. So you cannot say ANC is imposing four. And also a misnomer. If we say eight is agreed upon, it means that eight belongs to all of us. You cannot say TA does not have names, these are ANC names. If eight is agreed by all of us, It means all of us, we share aid. That aid belongs to the DA, it belongs to all of us. So let's articulate this thing very correctly. That's the point I'm making. On factual basis now. Member Kwandam understands what I'm saying.
Give you your name. Can Honorable, I give you your name, Honorable Tolosh?
Honorable Chairperson, thank you very much. I really want to appeal to the committee to allow the 5 minutes break, the very last one. However, Chairperson, I don't think it will be correct for DA to come here, put the fight. When they don't succeed, they throw their toys. When they really now consider the fact that they are not going to win, they go back in wanting to negotiate. I don't think it's correct, Chairperson. Let me appeal to the committee, to the ANC in particular, to allow this last 5 minutes, because this is what we have always been doing. I want to appeal. But this thing of using the fact that you are open for negotiation and want to really embark into this process in a more democratic and more uniting manner, I don't think it should be exploited. It should not be exploited, Chairperson. It's very difficult for all of us who want to achieve a situation where we see a board that will be able to move forward. But this thing, Chairperson, of throw your toys, then you realize you don't have numbers, then again you come back in wanting to reason. It's so wrong, Chairperson. It's very wrong. It should be condemned here and now. Thank you. If the DA is caught, it's genuine.
Go,
say you
go
want
and
to
talk,
sure.
Member. Go and talk,
Chairperson, we...
Keep your point. We'll come back after lunch.
Chairperson. Can I speak?
There are three hands. Three. There are three... No, there are three hands. There are three hands. All these hands will come back and speak after lunch. Go and do your work. Because it's very clear we didn't do it.
Chairperson.
Okay. Let me start. I'll give all of you.
Chairperson,
but after that, there will be a break.
No problem.
So that you can talk.
Sure. I'm happy. Let's talk. But let's make a point very clear. That the ANC claims to have compromised, they've made absolutely zero compromise. Because their list as they propose now is exactly the same as the original list. So compromise, they have absolutely not. And let us hope during deliberation they will be compromised, because they haven't thus far compromised at all.
Now, Chairperson, I don't agree with the 5 minutes of... I think we have to close this matter. Because we can't waste time. You see.
Please, members, just
can I? I'm not persuaded by honourable. Because what we are being asked to go negotiate is not the names that matter. It's not. I mean, we have to move on to the MDDA. Let's not waste the people's time. We have zigzagged around this matter. That is where we are. And there's not going to be a difference when we come back.
Okay.
So, Chairperson, with all due respect, it is not true that there has not been large agreements on a majority of names. It's not true. We are hard-headed on the deployees of the ANC. During the breaks on several occasions, the ANC said they won't move. That is where the negotiations should go. So if you go out and you're negotiating people who qualify, who deserve to be there, I don't understand. It's a contradiction in terms. So if that's not what we are negotiating, which they have said since Friday, by the way, they've been on this position since Friday, let us close this matter, do justice to this thing and move on. We'll divide the house. The MDDA interviews are seven. I don't want to complain by putting other programs, which are not programs that we have to report to the House tomorrow. We have to finish the MDDA interviews. Some of us have court cases as well to bring Zumaye to, Babaga Duduzane to come and be accountable for breaking the law. We've got a whole lot of things. I don't want to break, because over and over and over again, the ANC doesn't want to move on its deployees. So what do you want us to go and do? I vehemently disagree. We must come back, close this matter, and deal with the MDDA with discipline.
Madisha, Baba.
No. You see, may I use the word comrades? Okay. The title. And say the comrades from the ANC are out of order. You see, that's what he does even before I can speak. He doesn't know what I'm going to say. It is out of order. You are frustrating the chairperson. And as a result of that, he's unable to move. Then, honorable members, you see, the way in which you are coming in, attacking, doing all those kind of things, like the other last two members have said, I mean, from the side of the ANC, that was wrong. You don't just attack like that. We have moved together through and through. We have compromised through and through from the beginning. It's not only in terms of this, what we are going through at the moment. We have done this on very many occasions. And now, the ANC is that you are making it extremely difficult. Now, it is not even necessary for us to break again, to go and negotiate. Let's agree, we are finalized, we have those particular names, we have had some amongst us have said we are not happy, however, let us move forward. But then, okay. The other honorable members, for them to attack others, and even saying from other opposition parties, I think you are wrong. We shouldn't go on like that. Please close it, Chairperson.
Okay. Can I read you the names? Markovitz. Michael Markovitz. Matata Tsedu. Kanyisi Lekweyama. Nomvuyiso Bhatyi. Rachel Kalidas. Rambau, I can't remember the first name. Victor Rambau. First name of Palane? Palane? Jack Palane. John Mattison. Halima Mohuba. Dinkwanyana. Halima Mohuba. Krish Naidu. Phoebe Potgieter Qubule. Bongumusa Makatini. And if you like, I can tell you where these names originate from in terms of the parties. And this will nag alone, but looking at that, all of us, our names are here. Can you break for lunch? Oh, we need to, because this is SABC. After reading the name, there is a report that we must adopt so that we take it to Parliament. Can the Secretary read the report? So that when we do MDDA and the report, we just proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. This is the final report of the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the appointment of the Board of the South African Broadcasting Corporation, dated 5 September 2017. The Portfolio Committee on Communications, having considered the resolution of the National Assembly to dissolve the SABC Board, reports as follows. On 5 October 2016, the committee resolved that an inquiry into the fitness of the SABC Board to hold office in terms of Section 15A of the Broadcasting Act, number 4 of 1999, was necessary. Subsequent to the resolution of the committee, the National Assembly established an ad hoc committee on the SABC Board inquiry to inquire inter alia into the fitness of the SABC board to discharge its duties as described in the Broadcasting Act number 4 of 1999 and any other applicable legislation. The Ad Hoc Committee on the SABC Board Inquiry recommended to the National Assembly that the SABC Board be dissolved and that an interim board be appointed. On 7 March 2017, the National Assembly adopted the recommendation of the Ad Hoc Committee. On 14 March 2017, the committee deliberated on the names and recommended to the National Assembly that the following candidates be recommended for appointment to the interim board of the SABC: Mr. John Matheson, Mr. Matata Tsedu, Mrs. Phoebe Potgieter-Kobule, Ms. Kanyisile Kweyama, and Mr. Krish Naidu. Furthermore, the committee recommended that Ms. Kweyama be appointed chairperson and Mr. Tsedu be appointed deputy chairperson of the interim board of the SABC. The interim board would serve for a period of 6 months as per the Broadcasting Act 4 of 1999. On 2 June 2017, the committee published an advert calling for persons to be nominated to serve on the SABC board. The advert closed on 30 June 2017 and the committee received 41 nominations. After a process of elimination of applicants who had not responded to the advertisement, the committee was left with 363 nominations to consider for shortlisting. The committee met on 15 August 2017 to discuss the shortlisting process. The committee agreed that 36 candidates would be shortlisted and interviewed. On 22 August 2017, the committee deliberated and agreed that the following 36 candidates be shortlisted: Mr. Matata Tsedu, Mr. Krish Naidu, Ms. Kanyisile Kweyama, Mr. John Matheson, Mrs. Phoebe Potgieter-Kobule, Ms. Nomvuyiso Baki, Ms. Rachel Kalidas, Mr. Thabiso Ratsumu, Mr. Rufus Dzuguda Karija, Mr. Michael Markovitz, Mr. William Curry, Mr. Sandy Lekama, Dr. Dina Dylan Connor, Ms. Harriet Mayer, Ms. Dawn Epp, Mr. Michael Bauer, Judge Chris Greenland, Mr. Desmond Golding, Mr. Manaka Matumo, Mr. Victor Rambau, Mr. Chifua Korombi, Mr. Mtrebo Kumalo, Ms. Seipati Kumalo, Dr. Tiziyami Netengwe, Ms. Tiki Zwatingi, Ms. Louise Vale, Mr. Yasir Hafaji, Mr. Kwanele Kumbi, Mr. Jack Devna Rain, Mr. Bongumu Samakatini, Mr. Nkosana Mbukane, Mr. Michael Seth, Mr. Jim Macho, Mr. Jack Palane, Mr. Dingwanyane Mohuba, and Ms. Leanne Govinsemi. The names of the 36 shortlisted candidates were published on the parliamentary website for a period of 5 working days in order to allow the public to submit comments, and the candidates were interviewed on 30 August, 31 August, and 1 September. With the exception of Mr. Michael Bauer, who was disqualified according to the Broadcasting Act 4 of 1999, and Mr. Yasir Hafaji, who withdrew from the process. On 5 September 2017, the committee deliberated on the interviewed candidates and recommended to the National Assembly that the following candidates be recommended for appointment to the SABC board: Mrs. Phoebe Potgieter-Kobule, Mr. Krish Naidu, Ms. Kanyisile Kweyama, Mr. John Matheson, Mr. Matata Tsedu, Ms. Nomvuyiso Baki, Ms. Rachel Kalidas, Mr. Michael Markovitz, Mr. Bongumusa Makatini, Mr. Victor Rambau, Mr. Dingwanyane Mohuba, and Mr. Jack Palane. Thank you, Chairperson.
The report, but I think the report must reflect also the objections from the public. No. Before that, I'll come to that. Must reflect the state security agents' work, even if you don't go to detail, because there are people who, in fact, there is one person who's there that was not considered because of that. I'm just throwing it so that it's part of the report, or we just. Because I think it must be recorded that there are those people who are affected by that report. Honourable, does it?
Chairperson, that's fine. It shouldn't
it should say that the vetting process was done. Yeah, and then people who want the detail can always go to Hansard. But it must note the objections of, because we asked for the objections to be recorded, that's all. And then we move on. But it can't just go without those objections.
You mean the objections from some of us here?
From
the public? Oh, I see.
Yeah, even the objections of the EFF and must be recorded.
Okay. No, that will be done, but we'll write it properly. The what? We will. This part of SAS, I think it's very important. We don't go to detail, but I think we must reflect it in the report, because there are people who were affected. Can we? Yes. That's what I want. That's where I want to go. I put the report, members. Agreed? Those who object must say it on record.
Thanks, Chair. Please note the objection of the Democratic Alliance, particularly to Sibi Potgieter Kobule, Krish Naidu, Bongomusa Makatini, and Dikwanyana Mohuba. Thanks, Chair.
Those who move the adoption of the report, Honourable.
I'm moving for the adoption of the report, Honourable.
Seconder.
Seven.
Honourable. Okay, Honourable Kalako, second. Any objection? Can you repeat, Honourable Fanda?
The Democratic Alliance objects, particularly to four candidates. Phoebe Porcheter Kubule, Krish Naidu, Bongusa Makatini, and Dikwanyane Mohuba.
Okay. Thank you. Honorable Doze.
Yes, please note the objection of the EFF on Phoebe Porcheter Kubula Le and Krish Naidu on the basis that they are deployees of the ANC.
Thank you very much. Those objections will be noted. And then, do you have any objection, Honorable Madisha? Do you want to record the objection? Nothing. Quiet. Okay. Can we break for lunch and come back at 2? What time is it? Or we can come back at 1:30. It means we're going to go to 9. Thank you very much. We break for lunch.
Thank you.